Okay, welcome to the first episode of Gold Digger Podcast. Yes, so we have myself and
Ty here.
Yes, and we're going to talk about Gold Digger, how it all got started, and what are our goals and aspirations for the group. So Ty, lead us in.
So how we got started with this was we actually started a retreat, Health, Healing, and Happiness. And we wanted to create a platform on kind of create, or I guess continue the momentum from the retreats. And what can we do to kind of talk about some of the topics we discussed at the retreat. So this is how we come up with the podcast of Gold Digger. And how are we going to take what we have learned and apply it to our everyday lives? So hence comes the Gold Digger.
And we've started a group. I wouldn't call it a support group, but just like a women's empowerment group that focuses on the everyday dreamer, doer, Gold Digger, the girl that's out here grinding. She may also be a, what we call a corporatepreneur. She's also working a 9-to-5 and working her side hustle outside of that. So we want to be able to give the tools and the success tools for them to be successful in their journey. And eventually we want to start doing, I guess, life coaching and business coaching.
Yes, yes. Future plans for Gold Digger is definitely take it off. Take it to the point where we are actually doing maybe one-on-one sessions or group sessions on life coaching skill or just life coaching, health coaching, anything you can think of from mental health to physical health, emotional health, because we all go through things in life that we can actually use someone to talk to that may have had the same experiences and share each other's stories on how did they overcome. Because I think that really helps us all is to hear each other's stories of how someone may have overcome something that you may have previously experienced or currently going through.
Yeah, I think that's very inspirational. Yeah. And I think sometimes that you never know who that may fuel.
Right.
I look at the retreat and, you know, how we were just kind of sharing some experiences and other people were fueled by other people's stories and how they overcame and that type of thing. So you never know which, you know, how you may touch somebody else.
And I'm really big, like, in as far as sharing stories. That's why I feel like I have no problem kind of talking about just some of the things I went through. And I won't say like everything, but some of the traumas that you experience in life, I think is when you talk about it, you become so much more freer.
Yeah, you get released from it.
And yeah, and then to feel inspired and encouraged to keep doing what you're doing when you have someone come to you and say, man, like your story was so powerful and I thank you for sharing it. And I think that releases like, it's like you go to another level and I find it very rewarding to say, hey man, I might have helped somebody just by sharing my story, you know? And I think we all are placed here for different purposes and reasons. And I think it's selfish to maybe hold back some of the things you went through because you never know how you could be blessing somebody else's life.
I think that sometimes we as women, we sit on a lot. And what I mean by that is like, how can I phrase this? But we would rather hold it in than really like express or truly be vulnerable in certain spaces.
Right.
You know, I look at it just even in a workplace, you know, you might want to say, hey girl, you know, congratulations, Black Girl Magic, blah, blah, blah. But we would rather just walk past and, you know, have like this whole like snooty attitude. Like I'm better than you. I don't really know where that kind of comes from, but maybe it's from, I don't want to get political, but anyway.
I think it could be some type of generational thing, systematic.
That's what I'm looking for.
I agree that has happened. They pit us against each other. And it's like the whole crabs in a barrel. I don't believe in that. Like I just believe in uplifting my sisters and my brothers because, I mean, you are as, I mean, what they say, like when you're around people, you are as best as those you keep around you. And I believe in, I want people around me to be uplifted, to be positive minded, to, I want to vibrate higher. So I want everybody else around me to feel the same.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah, definitely. And it just makes life easier, you know, when you have people that you can do life with that's, you know, kind of giving out that same type of energy. Because I run from people who are honestly negative and I feel like they're they're what they call like leeches and energy suckers, a vampire.
I had to cut one of my close friends off recently because of that. And I feel like sometimes, no matter how long you've known each other, you know, if something is not good for your mental health, and you know that this person has nothing better to do than to talk about other people every time you have a phone conversation, that's just the topic of choice. And it's no, we have other things to talk about. And it's so interesting because I think about how, like, sometimes I reach out to you almost every day and we like talking about, okay, this is what we about to do. honestly, I can never reflect on the conversation where we were actually like talking about somebody, you know? Huh?
Every single time
I'm in. Oh, yeah. Besides I'm in. Like, we talk about
that. We have shared interests and conversations about that. We just wanted them to do better.
That's about it. But it's never like talking about them in a like really bad, condescending way. Yeah. Like, I was just thinking, just even just getting off the phone call just now, you know, ideally, I guess there was a time where we were like, oh, well, I don't think she but I mean, it was just so positive. We just kind of like, all right, yeah, we want you on our team.
Right.
So.
And then too, when you can be a good reader too of energy and how I always believe that energy is definitely transferable, you know, you can kind of sense that. And when you find that, you definitely want to hold on to it. Like, those are the people you want to put on your team.
Exactly.
Those are the kind of people that's going to make you better. That's going to make you grow. I want people that really push me out my comfort zone, because nothing good comes from comfort zones, you know?
That is true.
So I definitely want to keep people around me that's like, see the good in you, but also want to pull that out of you too. Like, how can I help you? How can you help me? You know, and it's just like, you know, it's like a seesaw almost, you know? 1 minute you're up, I'm up, you're down, I'm up, whatever. And then just back and forth. So,
yeah, I think we really need to embrace that.
Right.
Know? Not just as women, but as a culture.
Yeah. And I believe once that happens, I'm telling you, I believe so many good things comes when you are someone who embraces that and you can see those things that just starts to manifest and grow. And you're just like, wow, like this is really happening, you know? So that's the most important thing about it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're have our time in.
I was gonna hope we get the team, but obviously that's not
no.
But yeah, okay.
We're trying our running, and
thank you for listening. There's gonna be more coming soon, so stay tuned. Give us a thumbs up. Follow us on Instagram. What's our Instagram?
Our Instagram is golddigher.
With an H-E-R. Oops. Yes.
Which stands for Happy Healthy Heal.
Yes.
All right. So when are we going to come back on air?
We'll be back next week.
Next week.
We're going to be more consistent with the time and the recording.
Absolutely.
But this is like trial and error. So yeah, there'll be more coming. Welcome back to another episode of Gold Digger. So today's talk. Oh, sorry. We have today tie-in.
Jessica.
All right. Good to be back, y'all. I feel like it's been a minute. We did take a bit of a hiatus.
The pandemic had us down.
Yeah. You know what? it's been an amazing journey though. At the same time, so we're back. We understand the importance of disconnecting and then reconnecting. So that's what we're doing today. All right, so today we're going to talk about girl talk versus goal talk. And how do we come about this topic, Jess?
Basically, just thinking about how it's important to bring your girls into your vision and sometimes having them to kind of motivate and inspire you and just push you in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. I found that to be very important because even with what we did in the past, like, I always felt like my vision was to bring in those that was around me and help push them and motivate them for whatever they're trying to do, whether it was business or career focus, whatever it was. I just always felt like I wanted those around me to excel in whatever it is. So
sometimes you can actually your girl's vision, you can kind of adopt that, and it can also become, you know, something that's very purpose driven for you too. You know, like,
you and your retreat and how I just kind of came aboard and just kind of pushed it. But in the same time, it gave me life.
Yeah. And I think it's important to have those people who can also see that vision for you. Because sometimes when we're given these visions, everybody's not going to see what you're trying to do. But I'm always thankful for the people God placed in my life. And, like, you know, they see it with me. And they're like, hey, girl, you got this. You're doing this. And I'm like, sometimes feeling like, shoot, I don't even know how I'm going to pull this off. Mm-hmm. But I'm grateful for my girlfriend. So, yeah. So all that mixed together with what we wanted to discuss when it comes to girl talk and how those conversations impact us, whether it's emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, all that, it's important to keep those type of people around you that's going to be motivating and push you to be your best selves.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. So when you have a goal in mind, like, who is the first person that you usually, like, call and, like, talk through it
with? Oh, you already know. I'm calling you.
Okay. All right. And vice versa. It's so crazy because sometimes you have, like, these crazy goals and crazy ideas. But
y'all, I've never just kind of, like, y'all.
Talk you off the ledge. I just kind of like, okay, let's just reel it in. Let's just refocus. All right. Let's see how we can, like, bring this to life. So
she's been my saving grace because, like, I swear I will come up with all sorts of stuff.
Anything out the sky.
And I'll be like, text her. It'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I got this idea. What you think about this? Or
I had a vision.
And she'd be like, oh, Lord, what we got?
Yeah.
But again, it's important that you keep those people around you, not to think like you're crazy, but you can be crazy enough to have all these crazy ideas and pursue them at the same time. But I think it's also good to have those people that's going to be supportive. So one thing I also want to discuss is, like, when it comes to, like, groups of people you're around, like, how do you deal with women bashing? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that it definitely happens. And I think that, you know, different friend circles are very important. And being able to discuss certain topics around different friends. Right. So, like, you have your girlfriends that you talk about goals with.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your girlfriends that you talk about just strictly relationships and things like that. So I think it's important to, like, really be able to differentiate which friend groups are able to support you in those different areas.
Right, right. And I've definitely learned that in my 35 years, and I'm not afraid to talk about my age, but that it is important to have those different groups. So for me, I know I felt like I was always the one mending my friends. Like, hey, this is my friend Jess, but this is also my childhood friend from, like, 20 years. And I'm like, I just want everybody to get together, but you have to learn quickly. Like, sometimes they just don't mix, but it's important that I know for me, like, I never want to speak down on anybody because I don't believe in that whole negative, you know, talk. And I always want to feel like, you know, being positive and uplifting one another because you're only strongest to the one next to you.
Right.
I saw that shirt and I'm like, I want that. Strongest to the next one. Strongest as the woman next to me.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And I think even for me personally, there's been some friends that I've, like, cut off. You know, just because every time you talk to them, it's always something, like, negative or something draining. And it's like those people are, like, pulling away from you.
Right. That energy is contagious.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's why I was like, whenever I feel the inch of, like, any type of negative emotion, I'm like, okay, God, you find a way to get me out of this one. Because, I don't know. I think it's a great opportunity to shed your light at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, to be that beacon of hope to people, because a lot of times, you know, some people are just lost maybe, or they may feel defeated or not sure how they can get to where they want to be, or they could be envious of you too, you know, so they're trying to bring you down. Sometimes that's all people know.
Yeah. And sometimes I try to, like, think about that person's mindset, like, why are they like this? Like, what is it, or what experiences have they had?
Yeah.
And I just try to, like, think about it in a whole different mental level as to, like, why are they like this? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And that's motivating too, because you have to get to the point of understanding. Like, for me, I was like, I just want to get to the point of understanding, take me out the situation. A lot of times it's not even about you. It's about whatever that person is experiencing. Right. And you can't take it personal because you never know what people are dealing with. Mm-hmm. And like I said, sometimes you have to be that beacon of hope for people.
Very true.
Because sometimes, you know, it feels like a lot of us can go into these moments of hopelessness, and it happens. Like, I mean, it's been times, you know, just on my story, some days it'd be like, I don't want to do nothing and I don't see it, I don't feel it. But you have to know within yourself, like, you are given this God-given talent and this gift, and nobody can take that away from you. So I think it's important to stand on that.
Because
mm-hmm. you're going to be faced with oppositions.
For
and
sure.
that's why it is important to keep those women and those girls around you that's going to motivate you and push you. And that's what the purpose of having that girl talk,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it centers you. I think it re-centers you in a sense of understanding, like, you know, you are purposeful in this life,
right.
you know, so you have a goal or talent, abilities, skills that you've been given that sometimes only you can bring that about.
Mm-hmm. And one of the beautiful things about this pandemic is, you know, when we had our girl talk with Wine, our gold digger,
mm-hmm.
basically what we found out is, you know, we're all experiencing this pandemic. We're all at a low point. But one of the beautiful things that came about was that everybody had discovered, like, new skills and new talents,
oh,
and we were
yes.
just kind of, like, pushing each other forward,
yeah.
and it was just so fun to kind of learn that, okay, this person does nails, this person is making masks, this person is doing hair now, you know, just kind of,
right.
like, tapping into that potential, and it's like, you know, let's get over this talk that, okay, this pandemic has us down,
right?
You know, and it's like, all right, so what's the beautiful side about it?
Right, there's an upside to everything. I think it's about perspective, like, you literally have to shift your perspective in a lot of things because, yeah, it can be tough sometimes when you're looking at it. But I think once you realize, like, what good can you get out of it? And that's mm-hmm. how I had to think, too. Like, what good can come from this?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So when it comes to, like, your friends, I know we talked about, like, excuse me. Like, when it comes to, like, your separating your friends, like, how did you feel like they took it in a sense of, like, understanding, you know, that you didn't want to be around certain energies and whatnot?
I think for me, I've always been like a separator of friends, though, like, just by default, yeah. honestly.
She has no problem with that.
And yeah, and it actually came easy to me. And I think part of it was just like how I grew up, because it's like, I have my cousins over here. I have my friends from school here. I have my friends from sports here. I have my friends from church here. So I had always had like different friend groups who I rocked with. So
yeah.
it wasn't like I was always trying to put everybody in a melting pot together.
Right.
So
right.
that just always kind of helped me. I don't know about you.
For me, like I said, it
just
was a little
put
different.
It in a pot and just mix it
I
all
just
up.
Want everybody to get together.
Even
say
now, you're still doing that even now. And it's like, you know, I think you're slowly like getting to
yeah.
that point because you know certain experiences that you've had with
and,
that.
And this is where I was going to go to because I think it has to do with childhood and shifting my mindset. But just like in a sense of like growing up, I was the only girl. So I have three other brothers and I always just wanted like to have sleepovers and have that whole girl vibe. And I didn't really get that until like maybe high school, maybe mm-hmm. like to really want to hang out with my friends, whether we go out, we spend the night, we have like slumber parties. Man, I felt deprived of that.
Mm-hmm. So you're missing a huge piece. So
yes,
trying to, like,
that's childhood
trying to,
stuff.
Like, make up for it.
Yes, that's my root cause. I recognize it. So mm-hmm. I was just like, I just like now I still be want to have like sleepovers. Like,
and it's like we're so
day.
Grown. Like does people, does people significant other even allow this right now? Like,
trust me, I would be one of the ones like tell y'all husbands like this date. This time, this date, we're going to have a girls' night or a girls' weekend or whatever. Because I don't know. I just think, though, that honestly, how you grew up, it shapes you.
Definitely.
And how you deal with relationships later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I felt like, why I feel like I take my girl time so seriously. Because I even when I feel like when I get married, I just pray God send me a husband that's going to understand, like, oh, she needs her girl weekends and be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's therapeutic to just have girl time, you know. So
mm-hmm. speaking of relationships though, like, and I know you've recently read the Relationship Goals book.
Oh, great book.
But just kind of like outside of that, did it really kind of speak to having relationships outside of marriage while you're also cultivating a marriage?
Yeah, it touched on that a little bit. One thing the book did discuss was the importance of like understanding the needs of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important when it comes to women need, you know, communication. And that's a big part of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to communicate our feelings, our thoughts, all of that, and not feel like they're invalid. And to have that balance, too, to understand, like, you know, boo, this weekend, I really want to just hang out with my girls. Right, you know, I love you. You know, mm-hmm. I loved all the time we spent together, but I just really need this for myself. And I think that really helps for a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. It gives you balance.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And I think that keeps a lot of things intact. And why communication is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So definitely, that book is a great read. Shout out to Pastor Michael Todd for that book. I've definitely mm-hmm. learned a lot, and it was awesome.
I'm reading it next. Recommend. So don't tell too much about it. I'm reading it next, but I was just curious as to how, you know, it kind of ties into relationships with other people outside of you and your significant other.
Right, right. So what do you feel like, or do you feel like there's like any cons to, I don't really think there's any cons to like girl talk, technically, but what do you feel like, what are your thoughts?
I think sometimes it can, threat and jealousy can kind of come from that, because if you,
that's a good one.
I mean, sometimes your friends could see like your ambitious mindset as a threat.
Right.
And then in turn, they become jealous because it's like, you wasn't this driven when I used to know you.
Yeah.
Or you weren't like this. And now all of a sudden you're about goals, goals, goals. And they feel threatened and they feel like, well, here I am still here. And here you are. You know, you've catapulted in a totally different direction. And it's like, I want to be there too. So it just kind of creates envy. And then in turn, that kind of like puts a strain on your relationship.
Right. Do you feel like that person is like really your friend?
I think that they're really your friend. It's just that they have a low level of thinking. They're not, they don't have a mature mindset to understand growth and movement.
Right.
And so people that don't understand growth and movement, they have a tendency to feel threatened by people that are constantly moving and evolving. I mean, when you think about some of the friends that you've lost just to the hustle and the grind, it's mainly because they felt like you leaving them, or they felt left out, or they felt like you're changing, when that's what it's really about.
Right.
But you can really join that wave too and be a part of it.
Right, right. And I think that's a good way of looking at it too, but it is so serious that women do get jealous sometimes. That's why I was just like, I'm always just like, I'm no one to be jealous or envy about, you know, because I think when you work hard at something and you're passionate about something, that should, I think, really encourage and motivate the next person.
Right.
Like, because if I can do it, you know, like you can do it, you know. And again, I feel like my like I always say, it's like a gift and a curse. It's like you always want to see the good in people and motivate them to be their best selves, because it's like, oh, you have this in you and I can see it, but why don't you? But at the end of the day, it won't matter if they don't see it. You know?
It's true.
So,
and I think society plays a role in that a little bit too, because it's kind of like when you look at reality TV or just...
That's why I don't have cable.
You know, different things that go on in the workplace and just politics and women, you look at how like it's always like putting us up against each other or some type of competition and not really collaboration.
Right. And I think there's a bigger agenda. We're not going to get into that, but
okay.
Definitely more to that later, maybe another discussion topic. But yeah, that's really big too though. So what do you feel like are like one of your personal goals that you set for yourself that that you felt like you was mostly motivated by?
A personal goal that I was mostly motivated by? I mean, it's just so many. And obviously, like...
What's one dear to your heart?
One that's dear to my heart? I guess moving around in my career. Yeah. And when I say that, it's not just like from job paths, but really just branching out from, you know, writing to teaching classes to doing videos. I mean, I really set a goal for myself to kind of like build a brand.
Yeah, just do it all too, by the way.
Just kind of like beyond just working a 9-to-5. So it's kind of like, that's a goal of mine, and that's something that I continue to kind of like push forward and move.
Yeah, I like that. And I think that's important too. Just to have that focus of like, really, what are you trying to accomplish here in this life, you know? And what is it going to, you know, those things that you're doing that's going to make you better as a person overall, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know for me personally, it was always like, okay, God, like, I'm always big on like helping people. So with the retreats, I always felt like that was kind of like initially my calling. And then when I started it, I felt like, okay, God gave me the vision. And it was like step by step. Mm-hmm. I just felt like you kept going. You just keep going with it. He'll continue to provide the way. He gave you provision. He's going to provide the resources and everything mm-hmm. else you needed. And he always came through. So for me, it was always like, okay, how can I help the next person? Like, mm-hmm. because my tribe is so full of talent. Like, how can I push them to want to do what you call them to do, or help these women heal, or whatever situation they're going through, how can I help them be better? You know, mm-hmm. so I don't know. I just think for me, I saw myself in a lot of them.
Yeah. And then thinking about even how you brought the retreat to life, and then you also cultivated the gifts and talents of other women that yes. were involved in it. Yes. Not so much the participants, but from, right, you know, right, the right. people that were preparing the meals right. and the facilitators, mm-hmm. you also kind of like poured into them.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, I don't think that you give yourself enough credit for that, because sometimes if you just sit back and think about all the people
y'all,
that you've impacted,
I cried the other day about that.
The people that you've impacted and the people that you have touched, like, yeah. with that retreat, it's like, wow. But we were so in the rhythm of, right. like, getting to the next one that we don't ever, sit back and think, like, yeah. yo, that was big. That the was first big. One was big.
Right.
The second one was big.
Right.
And it's like, you've changed so many lives. So, you know, yeah, to know that, like, you're on purpose. You're on purpose. And to think that, like, this was all, like, something that you came up with and, like, an idea. And you're like, okay, Jess, this is what I want to yeah. do. And so I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you, you know, get it done by any means. And it was like, it took a lot of grit to, like, yeah. get there. But, you know, the ending was beautiful.
Man, and I can tell you again, to go back to that girl talk and gold talk, man, that was very powerful for me, because, again, I had to be surrounded by people like Jess that's go-getters and motivators and hustlers, because if I was around people who didn't believe in that and didn't see the vision or didn't see the purpose in that, I don't think I would have got that done, because a lot of times you do need a tribe. You can't do everything yourself, from, you know, delegating a task, you know, mm-hmm. having my friends that help me. And my friends, like, literally we've been friends for like 20 plus years. So a lot of people can't say that. And I'm grateful for them too. Like, there was the first one that showed up, helped me out. And I was like, God, I thank you, because that was nobody but you. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of tears shed. I felt like there was a lot burdens lifted. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just an amazing chance. And I was like, I saw this, and it was just amazing to see that come to life.
Right.
So definitely grateful for that. So that was like one of my goals, and the personal goal that I have is continue on with that. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. I felt like I saw me taking this retreat out of the country, because I really want that. I want women to know, like, there's places other than the United States. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, besides this pandemic, we can get back out, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Man, because I was like, I had a whole list of places I wanted us to go.
For sure.
Yeah.
And getting back to goal setting, like, could you kind of like speak to that process of how you were able to set your goal? Like, what are the step by step? Like, basically just helping yeah. someone else kind of nurture their goals. Like, what are some steps that you took to really achieve that goal?
Oh yeah. I got focused. Like, for me, I have to write down things, writing down like step by step of what I wanted to accomplish, how soon I want it to be accomplished. And like, I had to literally figure out, step one, what was exactly that step one for me to get to January the 19th, I think, of 2019 to actually officially have the first retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of things, accumulation of different things and what I wanted to accomplish, but it was more so focused on, I know that I wanted something on happiness, how to, you know, continue to keep ourselves happy and whole. I wanted something on that's going to talk about healing, and something that was definitely healthy, because I'm really big on holistic health. So that was important. So mm-hmm. taking it step by step on how I want that to come across to each woman was important for me, to for them to convey that to each woman while they were there. And I can say, we did that.
We
did that.
And we're doing it again.
Yes. So. Can you believe we're going into our third year? Like,
I know. That really went by fast.
It
honestly did.
And we're just like, man, what are we going to do differently now? Like, in a sense, because we got to pivot now because of the pandemic, like, you know, with the whole 6 feet apart and mm-hmm. like, can't really be up under people. And we're so loving. Like, I know I'm a hugger. Like, I be wanting to hug my friends and like be up under my mom and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't really do that with your parents now. And it's just like,
no.
I need contact.
You really got to figure out the new normal for the retreat and like what that looks like and, you know, how we're going to move forward in bringing something that is so, you know, together and intimate. And like, how can you like do this? How can you pull this off?
Yeah.
So that's our homework.
Y'all have goals for us. Y'all send it to www. It's going to be goaldigher@gmail.com. goaldigher@gmail.com. Send us any ideas, suggestions you have for our H3 Retreat 2021.
Yes. Okay, so I have a question for you just to kind of close things out about this goal talk. One of my former teachers had posted a question. It says, when goals don't go as planned, how do you tap into your intentions or the why behind what you do?
Ooh, that's a good one. Having a why is very powerful because I think when you're doing anything, you got to understand why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So answering that in itself is almost like, it's a have to. It's a need.
Mm-hmm.
Because without it, you won't really have a direction. So, again, the motivation behind that, like when you can say, I want to do this because of X, Y, and Z,
mm-hmm.
I think you're more motivated to do it. And seeing it every day, even writing it down, affirmations, journaling, mm-hmm. doing something that continues to train your mind. Because I think I'm always big, like subconsciously. If it gets in your subconscious, I think your mind automatically takes over and be like, okay, we saw this before and this is something I know I need to do.
Right.
So I think a why is very powerful for sure.
Yeah. For me, my answer was to have a self check, you know, take some time and let it simmer. Just think about it and think about why it became a goal in the first place and how achieving that goal can be game changing for you.
Right.
You know, and also to think about the previous goals that you've achieved and apply that same strategy and consistency to make it happen.
Right. So that's good. That's good. So although we did take some time off and we disconnected for a couple of months now.
Still got goals.
Right. It never stopped, honestly. We took a break and I think we all had different things going on and it was a refocus and readjustment for me because I think being an extrovert, it was very tough in the beginning because it was like, work from home. I can't work from home every day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is tough. And I, you know, as a single person in the city, it's tough, you know. So it was like,
okay. You're thriving in that.
Right. So I was just like, for y'all, you introverts, it was probably no big deal. But for me, it was just a struggle. So what I did self-care wise, it was a lot of going out in nature, bike rides, river tubing, different things. Any activity that consists of like not really being around people, but also, you know, doing things that promoted self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of journaling too, lots of meditation, yoga was very helpful, stretching. I mean, you have to get creative. I was on Pinterest like every day. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I was finding stuff all the time. Like I was like trying to make bracelets.
Right. You were trying to be a jack of all trades.
I was trying to make rings and all kind of jewelry. And I was just like, I got to figure this out. So
yeah.
But yeah, that I think again, the pandemic birthed a lot of things, and now you know we got millionaires and billionaires coming out of this thing, you know.
Right, so, for sure.
And I, obviously, it's a blessing in disguise. So I think again, disconnecting is a blessing. I think it was like a do-over sometimes, not really a do-over, but a way of God saying, "Hey, you need this for mm-hmm. yourself," you know, because we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life. Right. I know for me, I was like volunteering, working full time, training part time. Mm-hmm. It was always go. Yeah. And it's always been like that for me. And I was like, sometimes I don't know how to sit still. So that was pretty tough for me. Like, I'm still adjusting, but it was tough.
We making it out on the other side.
Right. So. But yeah, that's been pretty good, man. Like, I did have one more thing. What's your self-talk like? Your self-talk, like, internally? Like, what do you tell yourself when you feel, like, depleted or lack of motivation?
I usually take myself back to that feel good place
when
I was motivated and how it made me feel and what I was doing and just kind of really channeling into those things, you know, just think back to your happy place.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it helps to even like look at old videos on your phone, whether it was you were on vacation, something important or life event happened.
Yeah.
And it just kind of gives you that energy and that boost to kind of get back to that place.
Yeah, that's good. You know what I do a lot of times? This is why I'm big on posting positivity on my Instagram. And my Instagram is beautifullyfit_1_fit.
Okay, that's long.
Yeah, it is. But I think I said that backwards. But don't mind. I'll say it again. Beautifully. We'll post the link. _fit_1. So beautifully fit one. But I say it because I remember being down and I was like looking for some inspiration. I was like, oh snap, I posted a lot of like uplifting quotes and stuff. And I was like, man, I got an idea. There's another idea that came up from that. But I think that's important because you never know like who's watching and who else you could be inspiring to. So I always felt like I don't want to put out anything that's going to, you know, either be distracting or like, you know, deterring people down another path that I wouldn't want to go down. So, I mean, you have to keep that image, you know, I think.
Yes. And this morning I literally posted something on Facebook. Then I erased it. Then I posted again, but it was about fear and how it paralyzes us. And I was like, nah, I should just keep it to myself. And it was so crazy because people were like, yeah, I needed that. Yes. And sometimes, you know, you can even, when those Facebook memories pop up, and you look at that quote and you're like, this is what I was going through at that time.
Right.
But look at me now. I'm on the other side
look
of it.
Look at me now.
Or sometimes it helps
now.
You.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps you. Just preaching to yourself.
Right. Basically. Yep. You have to do that because I think, again, you have to be your biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you can't really expect anybody else to do
almost broke
that.
Out in song, you know?
Yeah. We have to do that sometimes. Like, I catch myself. That's why I say, look at me now. But, yeah, why is there a song for everything? Okay, I'm getting off topic. I'm sorry. I'm focused. But yeah, that is important, though, and I think that's a good way of looking at it because I love looking at my like, stories and my history and my throwbacks and stuff because it's like, man, like, I remember where I was in that place emotionally or mentally, and it's just like, look at me now.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's always a beautiful thing.
So it's been a beautiful journey, although it hasn't been always fun and favorable or comfortable, but it was necessary.
Absolutely.
It's necessary.
So what are some goal quotes that you would take away from this talk or some advice that you would give?
Oh, yes. For starters, always have a why. If anything you do in life, understand why you're doing it. Because I think that's going to be the basis of your motivation and what keeps you going. The next thing I would say, keep those people around you that's going to be uplifting, motivating, and encouraging. Because anybody less of that will keep you, they will distract you from your A game. And I think a lot of time that keeps you from your destiny and what you're called for. And keep that positive self-talk. Like, that's important. Because what you tell yourself internally, right. And that transpires from inside and out, you know. So I think it's important to have that positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm. Good.
What about you?
All right.
Any other takeaways?
No. Nobody can motivate you like you. So go after your goals. Chase it.
Yes. Chase them goals, y'all. This is Gold Digger. Remember, y'all can follow us on our social media platform. It's Go Dig Her, GOALDIGGH3R. Email us. Again, you can email us questions or suggestions, anything else you guys want us to talk about. GoDigHer@gmail.com. Talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Follow us.
We're out.